Welcome, everybody. This is a Mess of Destiny radio show. We're having some technical difficulties tonight. I had a song to play. Well, that song didn't play. It's like that. I feel like Mercury has gone retrograde permanently in my life lately, in some respects. And I remember, if you were on the show last week, you might have realized that I got disconnected once or twice. I think it was twice, because my internet went down. Well, that could happen again tonight, because my internet went down a couple of times just about 15 minutes ago. And it seems to only happen in the evenings. It happened last night, and here we are in the evening, and it's happening again. So we'll just have to see. We're just going to wing it. Hopefully you guys got the new phone numbers I sent out, because I forgot to send out the new phone numbers in the first email today. If you're going to be calling in for a reading, the second email I sent has the correct phone numbers to call in at the station. We had some people who weren't able to get through because I had put the wrong numbers in the email. So, welcome to the show. Today is January 25th, 2010. It's a Two of Diamonds day and a Ten of Diamonds day, double diamond. So no matter what anybody tells you who's born today, they do like money. You can bet on it. Avatar is going to break the world's record for the biggest money-making film of all times. It's going to pass up Titanic, which is interesting because they both were made by the same person. This James Cameron has got some pretty interesting karma. He's a Ten of Clubs, by the way. Ten of Clubs. And, you know, when Ten of Clubs do something, and if they're really into it, they do it like nobody else can do it. And for those of you, I'm sure, who've seen Avatar, you know what I'm talking about. Just the attention to detail in that movie, it contributes to you being part of that environment that he created, that whole made-up environment. It's kind of like the way I felt the first time I read Frank Herbert's book, Dune. It's like the world is so that he creates is so rich that you immerse yourself into it. Anyway, Two of Diamonds, Ten of Diamonds. Who's born today? Let's see here. We have actor, soap star George Alvarez. We have some people from the way back in the past. We have musician Andy Cox. We have Etta James. Actor Dean Jones. Dina Manoff. We have Gary Tibbs, musician. Who else? We have our movie director, Toby Hooper. Iowa Governor Chet Culver. And Alicia Keys and Mia Kirshner. Alicia Keys, singer, of course, and Mia Kirshner. One thing you may not know about Two of Diamonds people that doesn't come up immediately is that they can be really dishonest. They are super smart, and they have the Jack of Spades, which is the thief card, in their Mercury position. That contributes to dishonesty, but also they have a second karma card, of the Six of Clubs, which means that they tend to come into this lifetime with a tendency to be irresponsible about what they say. So when you put those two together, Jack of Spades and Mercury and Six of Clubs first karma card, you have potentially the most a person who's the most dishonest card in the deck, possibly. You know, ranking up there with other cards like the Ten of Hearts and some of the Jacks and Threes, all for different reasons. But Two of Diamonds with a Ten of Diamonds would be a very, very interesting person, and you would think that they would be extremely geared towards becoming famous. And yet we don't see all that many birthdays who are really famous of this car, of this particular birthday. Not many celebs are born on January 25th. But we're in Aquarian country now, and all you Aquarians are having birthdays this week. I hope you have a great week. This could be I like Aquarius sign. It's one of my favorites. Maybe because I have some Aquarius in my chart. And people who are Aquarians are the true friends to the world. They know how to build community like nobody else. Okay, any announcements? Well, I've been working very hard on a new thing. How would you like to have a place, a website where you could go and be part of a community, all learning the Destiny Card system, and where you can get all the training you want and the stages that you need. Everything online with your browser, not having to have anything sent in the mail, just all done online. And be able to ask questions of me personally about what you're learning. Having monthly teleconferences with me online. Well, all of this is possible, and I'm working on this right now. It's going to take at least a couple more weeks before we're up and running, but it's coming around, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to create a place where you and your friends can all get together and learn together and share together what you're learning. And I'm just putting it together. I'm just getting the content ready, but there's a lot of things that we're going to do to make it really fun and interesting and valuable for everyone participating. It's going to be called the Destiny Card Club, but I don't have a web address yet to give you, nothing to look at quite yet. But that's what we're working on. Okay, what next? Okay, the topic tonight is about creating our future. It's interesting, you know, on the cards, we're obviously looking at our future a lot. And the card system is probably the most accurate system available today because it so accurately portrays the natural cycles of life, not only for the whole planet, but also for individuals born on any given day. So in terms of understanding cycles and patterns, we look at patterns, this system is unparalleled. And this is why it has a reputation of being so amazingly accurate. And everybody's able to use it. I mean, it just has so much going for it in that regard. But we're always looking at the future, and we want to create the future. And it is, honestly, it's hard to predict the future until you've really gotten good at the system. You have to really have worked with it for a while. I actually don't recommend people who are beginning to try to predict their future too much. They'll do it anyway, but the better approach, if you want to learn, is to see what happens and then look at your cards. You know, see what happens in your life, then compare it to the cards you have. To then learn something, to glean something from the experience that you have. And there's all kinds of books out there about how to create your future, and they'll have you doing things like visualizing what you want, doing visualizations, doing meditations, putting up a wish board in your room somewhere with all the pictures of that which you want to create, and asking for that. And it is good to specify. It is good to specify. But then again, like I talked about last week, the future also holds the things that scare us. At the same time that we're wishing for something to happen, we're always afraid of what might happen. And ultimately, of course, the last thing that's going to happen to us is we're going to die. So that always is sitting there in our future, interestingly enough. Very interesting. So there's another way. There's a whole other approach to the future that I want to suggest to everybody. And this has come out of my studies with the Eckhart Tolle and his teachings. And one thing that he said on one of his tapes that or recordings that really has stuck with me is profound. And he said that the quality of our consciousness at this moment is what determines our future. The quality of our consciousness at this moment is what determines our future. And when he says consciousness, he's not talking about what you're thinking about. He's talking about how aware are you right now. And he also says that when we come into the now, the more that we come into it now, the more benevolent the world becomes. In other words, things start to go the best way possible. The world seems to be a more loving world. Everything seems to work out more magically. To whatever extent, we are more in the present moment. So imagine that. Imagine if all of your dreams and desires, their fulfillment rested on how aware you could be in this moment, how conscious you can be, how much you can be out of your mind and into your experience of life, is another way of saying it. If we're totally caught up in life and thinking and problem solving, which is what most of us do constantly, dreaming of the future, thinking about the past, reliving past experiences, projecting future experiences of both positive and negative natures, ones that scare us and ones that promise to fulfill us. If we're doing all that to that extent that we're that, our future is going to be scary, hectic, problematic, and there will be situations that come up that are going to be more of a negative nature. And yet, if we could draw our attention into the present moment, everything kind of works out magically. And I'm sure that everyone listening tonight, you've had an experience of this yourself. You've had an experience where, you know, you just got really in the zone. You were really present, and all of a sudden, without you trying, without you having to do anything about it, everything started to magically unfold for you. And there are miraculous things that can happen in that state of mind. Those of you who have read my Big Money book, really the reason that the techniques work in that book is because they have us be more present in a certain way in our life. I mean, that's the underlying principle. That's the real underlying truth behind why you can always have prosperity, attract prosperity into your life by using those principles and applying them through exercises. And it works. It really works. So, if you want to try an experiment, try not thinking so much about your future. Just try to be more present. Just be more present now. That means paying attention to how you're feeling inside, experiencing your breath, looking around you and seeing what's around you, looking at objects and just taking them in instead of labeling them, being aware of your breath, feeling it come in and out of your body. Feel the heat and warmth of your body and the energy that's just flowing through it like a giant electrical computer transistor just filled with energy and light. The more that we can be aware of that, things in our life just magically start to turn around. That's basically exactly how it happens. So there it is. There's the key to creating a magical future. One that was better, by the way, than anything you could possibly want or possibly have dreamed up on your own. That's the thing. You can only experience it to know that. You can't really know that just by hearing it. You have to experience it yourself to know that that's true. I have had some experiences of that. I know it's true. Can't always be in that place, but I have had experiences, and I know for without any doubt in the world that that's the truth. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Because I can't play some of my music, I'm going to have Seth play a song from Bhakti Rock, my CD. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines and start taking your calls. So now will be a good time to call. Remember to use the new phone numbers I sent in the second email. We'll be right back after this song from Bhakti Rock. Come Rama Rama from Bhakti Rock. And thank you for your patience, everybody. This technology sometimes is daunting. Anyway, our first call tonight is Donna from Virginia. Her birthday is September 17th, 1956. Are you there, Donna? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Donna?
This is Donna.
Welcome to the show, Donna. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I am doing a reading for a friend, and she asked me a question. Am I going to move this year? So I've been studying your material. She is a double diamond Leo, born 1971. And when I looked at her spread for the year, I did not see anything that I thought would indicate a move. Now, when I looked at her spread for her 39th birthday, I did see the five of spades in the environment and the four of heart in Mars, which I think from my studying may indicate a move. But I just want to make sure before I give her this answer that this year, she's 38, is that going to...
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is... hold on a second. August 10th, 1971.
August 10th, 1971. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to know if she's going to move before her next birthday? Is that what she's asking? Or for the whole year?
Yeah, within her birthday year, I would say that. I don't know the exact answer to that question. She just asked me, "What is she going to move this year?" So whatever that means.
Well, there are indications after her birthday, but not like you. You are right. There are no indications before her birthday. It doesn't mean she can't do it, but it's probably not going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
And the Four of Hearts in Mars is not a move card. I don't know how you got that.
That is.
That's not a move card.
I was reading. I know it's a Four Heart in Venus. May have something to do with moving because Venus rules the house. And
yeah, but
heart.
four is not a card of change or move. It's the card of settling in. I mean, it could mean you buy a home, perhaps. But she has an Ace of Spades in Venus, and that could be a move.
I was looking at that. So yeah. How does the Ace of Spades relate to a move in Venus?
Because it means an ending and a beginning. It's a death and rebirth.
Definitely.
So,
okay.
You know, it's not the only meaning. Of course, she could have a secret affair, too, with Ace of Spades and Venus. But as far as moves, that would be a time when it's possible for her to have that.
Mm-hmm. How does that five of spades... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and I would tell her, if she was my client, I would say, look, if you're going to move, I would suggest you wait till after your birthday. Because this coming year, starting in August 10th, is going to be a really favored year for moves. See?
All right.
Yeah.
The
environment card is always a blessing, right?
Yes.
So a five as a environment card means best time to move.
Okay.
All right, Donna?
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Good to hear your voice, Donna. Have a great evening.
Oh, all right. You too now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a good question. I love when people call and ask those kind of questions because it helps everybody who's listening learn something from that. Our next caller is named Fatima, and she's calling from Los Angeles. Her birthday is October 6th, 1950. Are you there, Fatima?
Hi, how are you? It's October 6th.
October 6th?
1950, 50.
Yep, gotcha.
Okay. I've been following more or less your lessons, and I buy the books and everything. And I knew that this year I have the Nine of Diamonds and Pluto.
Yeah.
My Pluto card.
Yeah.
What I never expected, actually, it was the Abu Hass, my son, killed. So my son was killed in November 30th. One of my sons.
Oh, wow.
Which is something that I was dreading somehow that something like that would happen because in my ruling card I have the Nine of Spades, the Pluto card.
In your ruling card you have the King of Diamonds as a Pluto card with the Nine of Hearts. Yeah.
This is something that for me has been tremendous. I mean, I can't even explain because it's something that I didn't see coming. I thought I would have some losses in the money area because my job is not as secure, and you know that, and since how the economy is, I thought then I would lose my job probably. I need to move on my house, but I never could see that actually one of my children would be killed and die in this period of my life.
Yeah, I mean, I see you have a Nine of Spades Pluto. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong spread when I said that. I'm really sorry for your loss. This is really tragic. And I don't think I would have seen it coming either unless I had known that my son was doing something that might have that happen. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Okay. So he wasn't involved in anything that would have...
Well.
Was it like an accident?
No. He was shot. He was shot. We got shot in the street. But he was in the highway. I just don't want to go into that details.
Yeah, that's
but he was shot, and there was no something that nobody, because he was doing well, he has a job, he was looking for his own business, and he was born on February 5th, 1990. He's a seven of space, his car.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything in his car, in his spread either.
Uh-huh.
But my question is anything, anything that you see in my spread for this year, they might look a little positive besides this.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, you have a Ten of Diamonds as your long-range card. And though you've had this tragedy here, Ten of Diamonds means that there could be a lot of money come your way this year.
The Ten of Diamonds is, yeah, that's my long-range.
Yeah, and it's a blessing card as well. So even though you've had this tragedy, I think there's some good energy around you that's going to bring you something good also.
Because the ten of diamonds also, it means a lot of money, but it might be a lot of money coming or a lot of money going out.
No, ten is never money going out.
Even though the Pluto card is a nine of diamonds?
Doesn't matter. The nine of diamonds just means you lost your son, you know. Because
really?
Nine of diamonds doesn't mean just money, it means something that we valued so highly. Do you understand?
And my displacement, the Ten of Spades.
Yeah, that's a good card too, but it's not a bad, it's one of the better displacement cards because it sets in a Jupiter column. So there's going to be some good wishes come for you this year. There will be. And I'm really sorry for your loss. It's tragic.
So you're making business.
I'm sorry.
I was making good money before all this.
Uh-huh.
I stopped doing everything. I'm not doing anything right now. But I was really very successful with my jewelry making.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful.
So I just want to know, is there a possibility that I can take off again and I can have some outlet some outlet for emotional to take care of myself doing jewelry, to making jewelry. That's what I want to ask you.
Well, I don't know specifically. There's no indication specifically about jewelry, but there are indications that you're going to have money, Fatima.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, I know that this did not happen to you for no reason. There's no such thing as accidents.
Yes, I know
it
that.
It may take a while to understand it, but in the end, you'll know that this was a good thing, even though it seems tragic. I know that. That's how it always turns out. Things always turn out this way.
I think this is the only way that I can think about it, to keep my sanity from dying.
Yeah,
I know what you say. I mean, I always knew those.
Sure. I know that you know, Fatima.
So,
thanks for calling. Thanks for being my guest.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that's a really heavy thing to have happen, you know. Probably one of the worst, most tragic events. And she has this year, even though a Ten of Diamonds is a long range, she had both a Nine of Diamonds and a Nine of Spades as the challenge. Very interesting how these events unfold. Okay, we're going to take a short break and listen to another song. And when we come back, we're going to take more. There's more calls. We have, let's see, we have Denise, we have Valentina, and Aisha. So I'm letting Seth just pick a song from my CD to play because I can't seem to get this Power Grammar thing to work for me tonight. So a song from Bhakti Rock is on its way. And that was Om Namah Shivaya from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. I recorded all these songs about 3 years ago and put a lot of time and energy into making that CD. Still enjoy hearing it sometimes. Okay, next up is Denise from Nantucket Island. Wow, it's laid out there, 10:35 at least. Her birthday is March 23rd, 1952. Are you with us, Denise?
Yes, I am. How are you, Robert?
Thanks for staying up late.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Oh, good, good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Okay, I've done a lot of spiritual work in my life, and your particular books I have just recently got. And so I'm kind of new to this. And this past year, I was tested quite strongly. I was involved in the Madoff thing. I had money invested with him without knowing it. So I was able to, kind of had to let go of everything and walk my talk. And so I did have quite a great year of living in the moment and trusting. And then this year, the beginning of this year, I'm just kind of feeling like things are getting a little bit unearthed. And I feel like I'm kind of on the verge of a lot of change, and I've been able to, you know, observe some of the patterns in my life, and there's certain things that I would like to complete and not repeat.
Yeah, are you talking about in the area of your work, your money, or your love life, or what?
Well, work, money, and love life are kind of, yeah, they kind of seem to all be on the plate right now.
All of them, all of the above.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're displacing a five of diamonds this year. You have been since your birthday. And so that generally means, hey, it's time for change. Okay? You need to be changing. You need to be considering like an upgrade to all your values, basically, when that card is present. And you have that same card coming up in your next period starting in a couple of days here on January 30th. Are you aware of your cards?
This particular one, no. No.
Okay, well, your birthday is in March, but you still have some time left. And if I were you, I would try to accomplish as much change as you can before your birthday.
Okay.
Because it's favored. It's enhanced, let's say.
Okay.
And then after your birthday, everything will shift. It'll be a whole new year.
All right.
And I see good things coming in the coming year.
Okay, good.
I mean, if you have some goals that you want to accomplish next year, I don't see anything that could stop you from accomplishing them.
Great.
You know, King of Clubs tend to get into ruts.
Okay.
Because you have two sixes in your life spread. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That tends to be the sort of like stabilizing energy that often makes it difficult to make a sudden change or dramatic change. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean you can't do it. If you're just aware of that, you can still do it in spite of that.
Okay.
So do you still work?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you've got great cards for success this coming year. If you're doing anything with publishing or teaching or in the media, you have great cards, and you have money showing up.
Okay, because someone just told me I need to write a book. So
well,
I'm kind of working on that right now.
This coming year would be the most awesome year to write a book. You have the publishing card in Mars, you have the writer's card in Jupiter, and you have the publishing card as an environment card. It would all happen so easily if you were to initiate that and get it going.
Okay.
So
great. I think they're kind of crazy, but we kind of have a little plan set. So.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I was just curious. I don't get to talk to people from Nantucket very often. Are you familiar with a woman who's a singer there named Linda Worster?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's an old friend of mine.
Oh, wow. Do you get here at all?
If you run into her, say hi for me.
I definitely will do that.
We used to play music together a long time ago.
Ah, so you have to come back.
Well, maybe someday, yeah.
Yeah.
I was living at Kripalu in Lenox, Massachusetts at the time.
That's great. I was just up there in December.
Oh, great place. Great place. Yeah, it is very.
All
right. Thank you, Denise.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is Valentina, and her birthday is December 29th, 1934. Are you there, Aisha?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you really born in 1934?
No, 74.
I was going to say. Valentina. Yeah, I know. He put your name in there, and I thought, this is probably the same Valentina I know, and she's not born in 1934.
No, she's not.
Seth's got so much going on in the station tonight. He's having a hard time keeping up with all the stuff. So what's on your mind tonight besides the Three of Hearts and Venus?
I have a question. My birth card is Two of Hearts, and my planetary ruling card is Two of Diamonds. And in my life spread of Two of Hearts, Two of Diamonds, it's a Saturn card. So what can you say about it?
Well, everybody's planetary ruling card is the card that matches their sun sign in their life spread. Okay? You're a Capricorn. You're ruled by Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
So the Saturn card in your life spread is your ruling card. So this means that all Capricorns, they are Saturn to themselves. You follow?
Yes.
This is why when people talk about Capricorns, they say they're fairly serious people. Okay? Because they are their own critic. They are their own father. They set their own goals, and they're basically hard on themselves and discipline themselves. You follow that?
Yep.
Does that answer your question?
It is. And I was actually was thinking the same way. I wanted to hear some, approval.
Yeah, and I've also seen that because Capricorns are hard on themselves, oftentimes their Saturn cards don't affect them as difficult as it does other people. You know? Like, if I'm already being hard on myself, Saturn really can't do a whole lot more, you know?
Okay. So, and also, if we still have a little bit of time, if you can look through this year of my cards and say a little bit about what's going to happen with me.
Well, you have a lot of heart cards in your Two of Hearts spread. And you have a lot of heart cards in your other spread, too. So there's going to be a lot of, I think, romantic stuff happening this year for you, for one thing. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. I was kind of setting my mind more for work and career.
What they say, God's, if you want to see God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yes.
And both of your long-range cards are jacks, okay? One's a jack of spades and one is a jack of clubs.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm.
So jacks mean some new beginnings, like jack of spades means sort of upgrading your lifestyle to a more spiritual lifestyle.
I kind of got sensation of jack of spades, you know, just kind of observing this card through my, different periods. But I'm having a little bit hard time with jack of
Clubs,
yes. Jack of clubs.
Well, all jacks can be initiations to a higher thing.
Okay.
Jack of hearts would be higher love. Jack of clubs would be higher thought. Jack of diamonds, higher values. And jack of spades, higher lifestyle. See? So this could be a year when you really kind of elevate a lot of important things in your life. You follow?
Yes, I do.
This is all positive, so enjoy it.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, you just had a birthday, so we're just getting started here. So, okay, well, thanks for calling, Valentina. It's great to hear from you again. And you have great questions. I appreciate you
calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, our next guest is Aisha from Washington, D.C. She's May 4th, 1974. Are you there, Aisha?
No. Yeah, I'm here, but I'm 67.
1967?
Yep.
Thanks for correcting us.
No problem. I've spoken to you before. My question is, it's very specific. Since the theme is about overcoming some of the probabilities that your cards present, when I first learned about this system and I found out about my karma card being the Six of Spades and that having to do with work and health, I knew that this system was extremely accurate because I've had heavy karma in those areas. And I would say I've done better with the health than I've done with the work. I've worked through a lot of that through having to eat well. I was born into a family that taught me about herbs and healing and things like that. So I've been able to, through my lifetime, kind of transmute my health issues. All the information is around me. It appeared in some way for me to be able to work through that. The job thing, the career thing has been a really big challenge, and I'm wondering what advice could you give me to raise to a higher level where I could not have so many issues in my work life. I've been at jobs where I always have conflict with someone or someone has conflict with me. My jobs don't last very long. 2 years is the longest I've ever worked someplace. It's just been a real challenge for me. And I think I'm a great person to work with. I have a strong personality, and someone told me that I should be a consultant. Because of the energy that I carry, but I just wanted to know, what is your suggestion for somebody who has that? You know, I have two sixes, and so it's been pretty intense.
Yeah, well, it's the sixes that causes the problems on the job, okay? Not the two of spades.
Okay.
Two of spades.
Right, exactly.
It's a great card for somebody, you know, to have. For work. And, you know, the thing is that you have to realize is that you are the consistent thing in all these job problems, you know.
Okay.
It's always you there having that
happen. Okay.
See, sixes is all about responsibility.
Okay.
And unfortunately, most sixes, they want to make somebody else responsible for what's going on. You understand? So that means basically they blame somebody else for.
Okay.
Like I have my younger sister is a Six of Clubs. She's an Aries with a Ten of Clubs ruler, and she's extremely talented, probably like you, you know. And her story is a lot like yours. I think it's even worse, though. I don't think she can keep a job for more than 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'm serious. And she always gets in a fight. It's always usually with a guy. And, and she's got the same. I mean, I'm telling you, this has been going on for 30 years. This is not, something that's big for her. And yet, she still hasn't got it yet. I see her still.
Okay.
She's still in that pattern, but I think it might be impossible for a six person not to blame other people. You know, it just
I've taken a lot of responsibility for, you know, the ways in which I interact with people. I've been told that I'm confrontational, that I am intimidating. I scare people.
There you go.
People have told me this.
Okay,
over
so there's
again,
a really great book called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Right.
Have you ever heard of that book?
Yes, I have. Yes,
it's a fantastic book. I mean, it would be like the book that every six should read.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I think it's by Norman Vincent Peale. It's one of those guys.
Right.
You know, it's okay. Just the art of communication.
Okay.
See, the thing is that on a see, sixes are so hard on themselves, and then they treat others in the same way. That's the underlying thing.
Right. So we have but it's also that six of clubs, the responsibility for speaking truth, and that's the number one reason why a lot of people are afraid of me. And especially in my own family, is because I'm the one who always says, well, there's an elephant in the room, and we need
well,
to discuss this, or do you
that's,
see?
You know, I'm the person in my family that does that, too. I do that a lot. but I do it in a way that nobody gets mad at me.
Okay. It's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not what you communicate. It's the feeling that's
it's
communicated
how you
underneath
it.
The words.
Right.
And if you're feeling angry about it, because let's say you're already
right.
angry at yourself, and
right.
and they just like hit your button, and now you can't hardly handle it, then no matter what words you put, you're going to come off
the energy behind it, right?
Angry person who's blaming and judging, and they're not going to open up to that. They're going to be very, very closed. You know,
okay.
They're gonna think you're wanting to fight them or something. So, I don't know.
Right.
It's an interesting
okay.
thing. I've known so many sixes, and I've had a six girlfriend twice, and you know,
okay.
the constant fight. It was a constant fight.
Okay.
And I'm not saying
okay, I don't
that
really
wasn't
fight
part of
a
my
lot.
Fault either.
Because
you know,
right? Okay.
I had a
I'm,
hand at that. So.
Right.
But
I don't. I mean, I'm a two estate, and I have a lot of friends, and I'm very popular, and I get along. I tend to get along with people well in a social setting, in you know, a party setting. I do events and stuff like that, and people love me. It's when it's in that kind of office or kind of setting where there's, you know, I don't deal well with authority, so maybe that's what it is.
Well,
but
you know, I'm the person
you know,
that never liked authority, and I think the best thing to do is to be your own boss in that situation.
Right. Okay. I'm getting that. I mean, I'm 40. I'll be 43, and it's taken me a while to figure it out, but I think I'm getting it. but thank you for your advice.
Well, yeah.
Another
you're great. You're really open. I can tell you're open to learning. It's a hard
thing.
Oh,
definitely.
Everybody's got something that's really hard. This is your hard thing, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely am looking into more of the consultant, more working for myself or writing, and, you know, becoming an author. I have the opportunity to work with someone this year, beginning this year, who's a 10 of diamonds. Their birthday is June 7th, 1961. And I just wanted to see, you know, if you saw anything positive about that.
Well, I'd be very cautious because the Eight of Spades is their ruling card, and that's one of your karma cards, your six of clubs. So be cautious. Eight of Spades have the same karma of being really mean and abusive to other people. Okay? It's okay to try it, to go into it, but just be aware and have your awareness at a high level because... an Eight of Spades can be a bomb that's getting ready to go off any minute. So.
Is that an Eight of Spades? I thought the person was a Ten of Diamonds.
She is, but she's also an Eight of Spades.
But she's also, that's their karma card. Okay, all right.
No, it's her
so
ruling card.
Be cautious.
It's her planetary ruling card.
Okay, Eight of Spades is their planetary ruling card. Okay.
Yeah, she's very significant. Yeah, very significant.
Okay.
So it's not, I'm not saying no or anything, but I'm saying... be careful, because this could be a really heavy-duty karmic relationship for both of you. She is your karma
really?
Card. She is your
it's
karma.
It's a guy. It's a male.
Oh,
it's
well,
a
you,
male.
Even more.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Just,
okay.
you know, just go into it slowly and then watch for signs, and if it starts to get really weird, you want to get out, you know.
Okay. All right.
My suggestion. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Aisha.
Thank you. Okay.
Great to have you on the show. Good night.
Okay.
Okay, we have Cree. I guess it's Cree, K-R-I. That's what I have in my paper, from North Carolina, maybe Asheville, who knows, August 9th, 1949. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, it's nice to speak with you.
Same here. And is your name actually Cree?
Well, it's a nickname. My given name's Deborah.
Oh, okay. Just
my middle name's Creda, so it's a nickname.
Yeah, okay. It was just unusual. I just was curious. So thanks. So, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a four of diamonds. And,
yes, you are.
I'm self-employed, artist, goldsmith, and energy healer. But my question is about my niece's fiancé, who's a soldier in Iraq, and he's having a really hard time right now. I'm rather new to the cards. I'd say for the last 10 years, my girlfriend, Samira, in Switzerland. I think you know her.
Oh, Samira, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, she has done my yearly spread for at least the last 10 years, but I've just recently bought your books and been trying to figure things out. So
sure.
I looked up his birth card, the soldier in Iraq, my niece's fiancé, and he's a two of diamonds that you were just speaking of earlier.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and father are also two of diamonds. today's my father's birthday. So
oh,
a lot
wow.
of coincidences there, yeah. And
that is interesting.
I'm just concerned about Tyler, the soldier in Iraq, and wondered if you could tell me anything, if he's going to be okay.
Well, I mean, have you seen any indications otherwise?
Well, I just looked up his birth card, two of diamonds, and his long-range card. That's about as far as I can get. So
what's his birthday? Tell me his birthday.
Oh, yeah. His birthday is May
17th, 1986. Okay. Okay, well, he's in his most difficult period of the year right now. Okay.
Yeah,
right this moment. And it goes until February 2nd, so it's got a week more to go.
Okay.
And I think it's been really this looks like a particularly hard period.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, come February 2nd, things will change. It'll be a little different. It'll be a little better, that's for sure.
Oh, great. I'll tell you.
I mean, I can't tell you if he's going to pass away or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know. He was just having a really hard time lately.
Yeah, well, every year we have a Saturn period, and this year he has particularly hard cards in that period. It started on December the 11th, okay?
Okay.
So I think he's going to be okay after that, after a week from now.
Good, I'll tell him that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
I have questions about myself.
okay, well... We normally only give people one question.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, thank
you
for the information.
Yeah, but feel free to call back next week and I'll take another question from you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good night, Creed.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are kind of running out of time, but we will take, let's see, we're going to get at least one more caller here. How about Alex from Washington?
Well, that sounds quite good to me.
Another King of Clubs. September 11th, is that correct?
Oh, well, yeah.
1952?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's up, Alex?
Well, sir, I've been listening in. I'm going to keep it down to one question, but I would sure like you to be able to let me know whether the most important one of these three would be health, financial, or love that you can see there for the coming... Well, at least 3 months, possibly the year.
Okay. Let me just take a quick look here for a second. Okay, the long-range cards are what we normally look at first, and they tell us kind of like the big theme of the year. So one of your long-range cards is the Three of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
That means indecision about love.
That's
or
pretty
having
good.
A lot of variety in the love department.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah, so it's in the cards, and it doesn't appear to be an unhappy situation so much. But, I mean, if you're already married and a Three of Hearts shows up, it can mean there's another person, and that can get kind of messy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what seems to be happening is I seem to go through women about every 60 days. They seem to think I'm great, and then, you know, we're having a good time, and all is well, and then for no stated reason, they kind of have a meltdown, and they log off, and being quite honest with you, it's rather mysterious. There are none of the typical things that people might, you know, assume or think of. It's perhaps this is the way dating is now in your 50s. I'm not sure, you know, but that happen.
Yeah, so my suggestion is to, because the Three of Hearts in for the whole year means that this is kind of a year for you to get kind of educated about love.
Yeah.
Not so much to settle down with the right person quite yet.
Okay.
It's more of
That's
a time for you to sort of experiment and to see what's out there and kind of get a new sense of yourself in the love department. Okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So if you just take away any expectation of something long term showing up, you'll be happier.
Well, that sounds pretty accurate. That sounds very good. I think I'll just enjoy the variety as it occurs, and then perhaps next year
exactly.
I'll have a better card, I hope.
I mean, you're the kind of person that is fairly marriageable. We have a rating system for the different cards, and
mm-hmm.
your card is pretty marriageable, okay?
That is, you hit it right on. I would love to be a husband again.
That would really be nice. And King of Clubs are great husbands. I mean, any woman who's married to a King of Clubs has to feel fortunate because you guys are good guys. You know, there aren't many good guys out there. King of Clubs is.
Malady the way I experienced it. They say, you are a good guy, but.
Yeah. Well, even you, though, will have years when there's it's in a transition or something. You won't be able to settle down with one person. So that's what's happening now. As far as your work goes, I would suggest that you go full steam ahead for what you want. I don't know what that is. I don't know what.
Oh, that's actually it's financial astrology. That's the thing I'm advancing in right now. That as a matter of fact, I'll be kicking it off probably this week. That's very interesting that you picked that up.
Well, you know, you have in one of your spreads, you have the most powerful card in the entire deck. And so when that card shows up, which is really rare, by the way, some people never even get it at all. When that card shows up, you need to have goals because anything that you put your mind to, you can accomplish. You can accomplish anything that you are. You have to be somewhat ruthless about it in the sense that you must not be willing to accept anything less than what you want.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
The King of Spades is the most powerful king in the deck, but kings are not nice people.
Maybe that's my problem. I need to be.
You got to be really ruthless nice. About what it is you want, and trust that your vision for the life that you want to create is a good vision. You have to trust yourself. You may be the most responsible, honest, high-minded person in your whole circle. Okay. If somebody doesn't like what you do, it's not because it's not the right thing. You have to trust in that. Okay.
Interesting. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
That's wow. I'm impressed.
Good. I am.
I'm gonna have to. Check out what you do further here. This is amazing.
You can actually get a lot of this information yourself by reading my two books, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. It's all in there.
Okay.
And it's one of the easiest systems to learn. Most people can start doing their first reading within 30 minutes of having the book. So.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'll tell you, the financial astrology has been a challenge. I've been working at it for 12 years. Finally had things honed down. And it's I'd love to be able to trade the markets with cards.
That would probably be a lot easier. You can use this system for financial uses as well.
Really?
I've written articles about it in my newsletter, specific techniques that can be used.
Wow.
And it definitely works, but you have to get to know it a little bit first. You can't just jump out there and think you're going to get without learning the system first, you know. But
mm-hmm.
it's definitely possible to use it in that way. And it's probably a lot simpler than most astrology. You know, astrological analysis can be take a long time to master, as you know.
Can make your eyes bleed after a while.
Exactly.
Well, this is just fascinating.
Great to have you as a guest, and I look forward to hearing from you later, Alex.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Robert, and have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, we normally don't go this long, but we're going to do one more caller, and then we're going to have to call tonight. And this will be Steve from somewhere in California. His birthday is November 13th.
Hello, Robert.
How's it going, Steve?
Well, good. And I met you in Asheville last year, I believe it was.
Really? Did you come
to
my house?
I was still living in Asheville.
Where did I meet you? Did you come to my house?
No, at Malaprop's bookstore. You did a book signing up there.
Oh,
in Asheville,
okay.
At Malaprop's. Wow. Yeah, I bought both your books and... kind of put them away for a little while. I've been on such an incredible journey that, oh my gosh, now I'm really resorting and getting into this thing. But there's no stone been left unturned in my life. My health has been compromised. My sister had a double mastectomy Friday. My sons are gone. I don't have any relationship whatsoever with my kids. I've moved 2,800 miles away. Geez Louise, what is my card show? Besides that, I'm a 5-time Scorpio.
Oh, what? A 5-time Scorpio? What's that mean?
Well, I've got 5 planets in Scorpio in the 4th house.
Oh, you poor guy, you.
Thank you. What the heck is coming?
One is enough.
Where is there a breath of fresh air in store for me?
Well, and you are a 3-jack guy, by the way. You may be 5 Scorpio, but you're a 3 Jack. Did you know that? You have 3 of the 4 Jacks within you.
No, I didn't realize that. I'm just dabbling in this system now, really just starting getting involved, and then I saw this talk tonight, so I was very excited to tune in.
Well, 7 of Clubs has a Jack of Spades as a karma card. That's one of them. And your ruling cards are the Jack of Clubs and Jack of Diamonds. So you have 3 of the 4 Jacks. And Jacks are all about having fun, and Jacks are all about their independence and their freedom.
Well, I'll attest to that. That's the past, though. Now I'm on a spiritual journey, and as many of the callers are. But my gosh, the intensity of it! When is it going to let up?
Well, you have really good cards right now for settling in somewhere. I don't know if you're doing that, but you could be doing it. You could be settling in right now with the 4 of spades.
I'm starting a new business on the internet, a new website, a very innovative thing that I do, and so I really have high hopes for that. I haven't met anybody. There's very few people who can handle my intensity.
Uh-huh. And where are you at? Where are you located in California these days?
Nevada City.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a couple call in last week from up there, actually, who were in the cards. I don't remember their names, but they had called in from that same area. And I have good friends.
I'm brand new to the area, so I don't know anybody here.
Well, it sounds like a good time to enjoy your home and everything. And coming up in March, I see romance on the horizon.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Once you get settled there, you'll go outside a little bit and see what's around.
Yeah.
And women just love Jacks, you know, because women love to be lied to.
Well, but I don't do that anymore. I can't do that anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. probably won't get any women.
No,
I'm
so straightforward that I guess most women are taken aback by that. You know, my honesty level is, well, it is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, I get it. Well, either way, you're going to meet somebody anyway, so I wouldn't be too concerned. As a matter of fact, you'll probably have your choice of several opportunities. Make sure that you do get out mm-hmm. in March. Make sure you go out and be social and watch the magic.
And that's
happen.
Not what I've been doing. I've been absorbed in this business, so you're right. I have not gone out virtually at all.
Well, it's perfect for you to be doing what you're doing right now, okay, mm-hmm. and for the next month. But then after that,
okay.
after February 26th, get outside and be social, and things will open up big time for you.
So,
you're doing the right thing. This work looks like the okay. right thing to do. Money's going to be there when you need it. You're sort of under a protected energy for that, okay? So it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out just fine.
Well, good.
All right,
I'll be looking forward to that day for a turning point.
Yes, well, it'll be a fun turning point. I think you'll enjoy that.
Great. I look forward to that. Well, thank you so very much, and I look forward to getting the newest book and checking that one out.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, thanks, Steve. Great to have you on the show. Have a great night.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that concludes our show tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being patient. I think we got to almost everybody, every caller except for one, and we'll get to her next week. And she's another king of clubs, by the way. Hope you can call back next week, Kathy. Sorry to put you off. We'll be back. We're going to listen to Bhakti Rock. We're going to listen to the Gayatri Mantra from Bhakti Rock. That's a favorite tune. Hope that puts you into a relaxed mental state so you can have a beautiful, wonderful sleep tonight. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week. Good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Dhurvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yona Chodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Saviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yona Chodaya Deva Shyamahe Deyo Yona Prachodaya.